Hi, everybody, and welcome to Hogan Willig's Legal Easy. Today, I'm joined by Steve Wiseman, a senior attorney in our marital and family law group. And we thought with the holidays coming down upon us, we should talk a little bit about visitation in the family law area. Steve, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Steve, just generally speaking, holidays aside, what are the sorts of models that parents follow when it comes to visitation issues involving their children?
Typically, visitation, and some folks prefer the, call it access or even parenting time, but they're all essentially the same thing. It's when the children are with one parent and when they are with the other parent. Typically, in most cases, we see parties do one of two things. They either kind of leave it loose and open and no specific schedules, and they'll just work it out from time to time. Most people kind of fall into a schedule. And that works great when you have a couple of cooperative parents who can, make some changes on the fly if one parent happens to have an event coming up and wants the children. And that works great. In a lot of cases, however, parents, either because they don't think they'll be able to agree or sometimes because they just want some sort of definite knowledge in advance of when they're going to have the children, we put into our agreements or settlements, or courts may even order it in the case of a divorce, a schedule. And the schedule usually really is two parts. There's what I call the routine schedule. This is the week-to-week when mom sees the kids or when dad sees the kids. And then we kind of overlayer that with a holiday and recess schedule that addresses holidays, school recesses, summer, and the like. And we do find that sometimes serves more as a default schedule for the parties, that they can still make changes, they can still adjust things as long as they're cooperative, but if they can't get along, at least everybody has something to fall back on and say, this is when I have the children and this is when you have them. And even in those cases, we find out after several years, you run into somebody that they've made changes on the fly. Because you're dealing with, kids who are relatively young and now they're going to school, now they have friends or camps. Things change over the lifetime of custody. So the good parents, and I'm not trying to be judgmental here, but they can work these things out, and unfortunately some parents cannot, and problems arise.
And when problems arise, that's always what a court is for, right?
That's exactly what a court is for. The parties can't resolve it, sometimes through mediation, but ultimately, the ultimate arbiter, if you will, is one party or the other is going to take the other court and say, this isn't working.
We obviously try to avoid that. No one likes to have those decisions made by a judge.
All the time we try to avoid it.
Now with the holidays coming up, is there any special challenges that, given your years of experience, that you're maybe expecting to get a call about? Is visitation a particularly tricky issue during the holidays, and why?
It can be. Again, in most cases, if we've set up a schedule, it usually is already said who's going to have the children for which part of the holidays. Frequently, by the way, when those schedules are set up, because of the importance of Christmas in the year to most people, Christmas, fortunately, is one of those days that kind of is a two-day holiday. There's Christmas Eve and there's Christmas Day, and frequently what we will do is, in one year, Dad will have the children Christmas Eve day until Christmas morning, and then Mom has the children the rest of Christmas Day, and then they flip-flop the next year. So Christmas gives us that opportunity. Not always. Some people just, they have Christmas Eve and day one year and not the next. What happens, however, is Christmas also falls during a recess, for school-age kids at least. And perhaps it's Dad's year to have the kids on Christmas Day. Mom says, but we have the opportunity to go to Disney World. And Dad says, well, I'm not happy about that. I want the kids on Christmas Day. You move your vacation plans. And Mom says, or Dad, it doesn't have to be Mom, says, no, you're going to deprive the children of this opportunity. And then sometimes the children get involved because Mom says, well, I want to take you to Disney World, but Dad says no. And by the way, if you end up in court, the judge will not be appreciative of the fact that one parent made such a comment to the children and put the children in the middle of this.
That's good to know.
that's good to know, frankly, in everything having to do with custody. Courts are not happy when parents are working on the children, talking to them. And in conflicted cases, chances are the court's going to have appointed, or there will be an appointment of an attorney for the children, who represents the children. And in most cases, you're going to find out through that attorney who's been saying what to the children, particularly with very young children, who will tell the AFCs, attorney for the children, everything. Around this time of year, it is not unusual, this year so far I haven't had any, but it's not unusual because of changes of plans or somebody wanting to do something, like I just mentioned, that I'll get a call from a former client saying, hey, it's my Christmas, my wife wants to do this, I'm not in agreement, what are we going to do? We try to work those things out, but I will not lie to you, we are sometimes in court on a very quick basis, and throwing into the lap of a judge, you tell us what we're supposed to do in this case. More cooperative parents can trade off. Fine, you can do it this year, Christmas. Next year, however, remember, I let you do this. And in cooperative cases, that can be worked out.
So I'm hearing that cooperation reigns and probably serves the greater good all the way around.
It serves certainly the greater good of the children.
Excellent, yep.
It frankly serves the greater good of the parents because it lessens stress, aggravation, uncertainty, and legal fees.
Absolutely. Great point. Legal certainties and stress can certainly be avoided any time of the year, but especially around the holiday time. Thanks, Steve, for talking to us today, and thanks, everyone, for joining us. I think what we'll try to do our next time is to speak with one of our criminal attorneys and talk about driving while intoxicated and some of the other pitfalls that the holiday brings, and trying to avoid those. Thanks.